to TKAM Radio.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Lisa. Today on our show, we'll be discussing our novel of the week, To Kill a Mockingbird. We have some special guests here today who are going to help us talk about the book and its themes. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce a personal friend of mine and Corey's, as well as a world-renowned professor, Professor Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Hi, and thanks for having me on the show today. Oh, and before I forget, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone in Mr. Barnes' fifth period. Hi, you guys are awesome! Woohoo! But anyways, we're here to talk about To Kill a Mockingbird and its many themes. Of course, I think the most prevalent theme in To Kill a Mockingbird is courage. That's because...
Wait a minute. You think courage is the main thing of the book?
Yeah. What else would it be?
Well, the theme was so obviously prejudice.
Are you sure we're talking about the same book?
If you mean To Kill a Mockingbird, then yes. Why else would we be called TKAM Radio? Really, you're a professor. Aren't you supposed to be smart? I mean, courage as a theme?
Corey, stop being such a badong.
Oh!
Corey knows what she's talking about, and I totally agree with her about the theme being courage.
If you're so sure of yourself, then prove it.
Okay, well, on page one, Scout says, he was seldom self-conscious about his injury. His left arm was somewhat shorter than his right. He couldn't have cared less, so long as he could pass and punt. Jem shows courage in the quote by not letting his disability stop him and not caring about what people might think. Which is more than I can say for some people on this radio show.
So how's that for proof, Corey?
Oh, one little quote, big deal. What about on page 22 when Mrs. Caroline says to Scout, now tell your father not to teach you anymore. It's best to begin reading with a fresh mind. You tell him I'll take over from here and try to undo the damage. Scout was being so discriminated against just because she was smarter.
Okay, so you can quote too. Wow. But listen to this. Miss Caroline and I had conferred already twice already, and they were looking at me in the innocent assurance that familiarity breeds understanding. I rose graciously on Walter's behalf. Page 24. Helping Walter even though it risks getting her in trouble seems pretty courageous to me.
So nothing talks about courage itself in the book. I mean, all stories have to have a little courage in them.
Aside from that being a really stupid point to argue, it's false. There is a direct mentioning of courage in the book. On page 116, Atticus says, I wanted you to see what real courage is, instead of getting the idea that courage is a man with a gun in his hand. It's when you know who you're licked before you begin, but you begin anyways, and you see it through no matter what. You rarely win, but sometimes you do. Mrs. DuBose won all 98 pounds of her. According to her views, she died beholden to nothing and nobody. She was the bravest person I ever knew. What else do you want to prove I'm right? A quote in the book that says, this book is about courage?
You may not think that To Kill a Mockingbird is about prejudice, but this show sure is. It's two against one, and that's not fair. I say we hear from some callers and see what they have to say. Call us at 555-TKAM Radio. Hello, it's Corey. You're on TKAM Radio. Talk to us.
Well, Corey, you're right about a lot of things.
I'm right. Told you.
Wait, let the caller finish.
But the theme of this book isn't one of them. I have to agree with Lisa and Professor Tori. When I read this book, I totally thought it was about courage.
Thanks for calling. Let me rephrase what I said earlier. If anyone agrees with me, please call 555-TKAM.
Well, since we don't have all day to wait for someone to call, let's chat with our next guest for today. Our guest is Greg, a freshman at South Hills High School who just read To Kill a Mockingbird in his English class. So, Greg, what did you think of the book?
Well, I thought it was pretty good.
So what did you think the theme was?
The theme? I thought it was courage.
Don't you mean prejudice?
Really? I thought it was courage. The book had a lot of courage in it.
Not a lot, really. Just some maybe, but not a lot.
Well, there was Scout and Jem's courage to put up with being teased about the trial, the courage in Atticus defending Tom Robinson, the courage of Mrs. DuBose when she's dying, and Boo Radley's courage to save Jem and Scout from being killed by Mr. Yule. Also, there was one...
Okay, I get your point. So maybe courage was a theme in To Kill a Mockingbird. That doesn't mean it's the best theme.
Well, why not?
Because even though there was courage, prejudice always seemed to be there too and had a big role in the book. Like for instance, Tom Robinson didn't get a fair trial just because he was an African American. That's very prejudiced.
But even though Tom lost a court case, Atticus still did a really good job on the trial, and it helped some of the people to be less prejudiced, which was courageous also. It was courageous also when Tom tried to escape. He showed courage because he probably knew he wouldn't make it, but he had to try.
Yeah, but all that courage came from one act of prejudice.
Well, the prejudice of the people in Macomb County is all because of their lack of courage.
Where in the book does it say that?
On page 218, we're the safest people in the world, said Miss Mowdy. We're so rarely called on to be Christians, but when we are, we've got men like Atticus to go for us. Jem grinned ruefully. Wish the rest of the county thought that.
Oh, yeah? Well, it says here that, it's time to have a word from our sponsors.
Is your bookmark Dolan Barn? Well, now you don't have to feel like that no more. Hi, I'm Bo Dilla Johnson, and I'm here to talk to you about our world-famous and nationally acclaimed personalized bookmarks, made right here in good old America at every Mockingbird retail store. All of our bookmarks are handcrafted and made with only the highest quality materials available. They're also sold at extremely low prices. You can't decide? Have one of our design helpers give you some friendly tips. All of our helpers graduate from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandise and know everything and anything about colors and pairing. So come on down to the nearest Mockingbird retail store and remember to buy your personal bookmarks today.
And we're back. Welcome to TKAM Radio. If you're just joining us now, we're discussing this week's novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, and its themes. Here with us right now, we have Greg, Professor Tori, Corey, and I. Now, Corey, during the commercial break, you said something about how courage was the best theme of the book. So why don't you tell our listeners at home what you said?
I never said anything about courage being the best theme.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said, well, Lisa, I guess you're right. Courage is the theme of To Kill a Mockingbird, but I was just too stubborn to admit it.
I never said.
And that's all the time we have for today. Join us next week for more book talk on TKAM Radio. Thanks for listening.